简单的话跟大家分享。
So before we count this year's blessing, God's blessing, I have a short message for you.
我就想跟大家思想一个题目，叫做建立一个天国的感恩文化。
We're going to meditate on building the kingdom culture.
天国的感恩
文化。We're going to build a kingdom culture of thanksgiving.
我想我们人的本性啊，这是倾向是负面。
According to human nature, we are very pessimistic, negative.
We as a human being tend to be negative. 我们很容易就是看到负面的事情。
We usually want to look at the negative side of things.
因为我们这是人。人堕落以后的一个本相。
So this is a human nature after the fall.
我们都知道加州很需要雨水。
We all know that California needs water.
可是我在过去那几天下雨的时候，我听人在讲的话。
But I remember when it was raining a lot, and I heard some people say.
我就听他们讲说，哎呀，怎么雨下这么大？
Why the it rains so hard?
真不方便。
So inconvenient.
开车这么久。
And it takes a long time to drive.
走路都要摔倒。
And when you walk, you can fall, easily fall.
上帝不是听了我们的祷告要降雨吗？
Didn't God hear our prayer for rain?
有人就说，哎呀，雨可以下来，但是不能这么快。
Some people say, oh, it can rain fast, but not this fast.
要慢慢的下。
It had to rain slowly.
天下没有这种的事。Amen.
There's no such thing.
后来太阳又出来了。
Then the sun came out.
也说，哎，太阳太大了。
And some people say, oh, the sun is too bright.
这个眼睛都不舒服。
Make my eye very uncomfortable.
这是人的一个本性。
And that's basic human nature.
我们的本性就是不太会感恩。
Human nature is that we are not thankful.
我跟你讲，你如果一直是这样的个性，你不会快乐的。
If you have this type of personality, you will not be happy.
不是 personal, 这种态度。
If you have this type of grumbling, complaining spirit, you will not be happy.
This kind of attitude, 不是 spirit. 你们要仔细想，很多人说，哦，这是我的个性，都不是个性。
You may say, oh, that's me. No.
That's my personality. No, it's not personality. It's a choice. Amen? 你们 agree 就大声说 amen, 好吗？
Amen.
你的 choice.
It's your choice. What do
you want to be?
To be
joyful?Or thankful is a choice. 不是说，哦，我天生就这样。No, 你天生不是这样的。
Your natural wasn't like that.
所以你就会或者会问一个问题。
You may ask another question.
就是我为什么要感恩呢？
Why do I need to be thankful?
哎呀，很多人说，哎呀，牧师，我今年倒霉透了。
Some people say, oh, pastor, this year was so unlucky for me.
我有什么好感恩呢？
How can I be thankful?
好，你仔细听啊。第一个原因，因为我们的生命是神所赐的。
We want to be thankful because our life was given by God.
我常常跟人家谈话，我说，哎，你知道吗？我们的生命是上帝赐的。
Many times when I talk to people, I say, hey, do you know that our lives was given by God?
说才不是上帝赐的。
And that person said, no, it wasn't God.
是我爸爸妈妈给的。
It's my mother and father who gave me life.
而且他们没有得到我允许就把我生下来。
Also, they didn't get my permission and give me life.
我说他们才不需要你的允许。
They don't need your permission.
那就请问你的爸爸妈妈的 life 从哪里来的？
May I ask where did your parents' life came from?
回答我。啊？是他们的爸爸妈妈是不是？
Their parents.
那请问他们的爸爸妈妈 life 从哪里来的？
Where did their parents come from?
然后就一直吹上去，是不是？
So, keep going back.
你们有多少人家里有家谱的举手？
How many people have family genealogy?
哦，你可以找你的家从哪里来的。
You can trace back where your family about your family history.
找到一个地方就没有了。
And to a certain point, there's nothing.
最后要讲到我们的生命是谁，从亚当夏娃来的。
So ultimately, our life came all the way back from Adam and Eve.
最起码我相信是这样。
At least I believe that's the way.
不相信我们的祖先是从那些动物、那些猿猴进化来的。
I don't believe our ancestors were from
monkeys
and apes.
No. 所以亚当夏娃的生命是谁造的？
So who created Adam and Eve?
是上帝造的。
It was God.
所以你的生命是上帝给你的。
So your life was given by God.
你每天早上起来又有新的一天，你要感谢神。
So every morning when you wake up, you have a new day. You should thank God.
我是说真的。
I really mean it.
有多少人感谢神每一天起来
？How many people thank God every day?
这个教会不错。
This church is good.
你要感谢这一天。
You need to thank God for today.
上帝让你还能够呼吸。
That God can allow you to breathe.
我以前常常讲这个。
In the past, I mentioned many times.
有人说，哎，牧师啊。
Some people say, Pastor.
我嘴巴很馋啊，很爱吃啊。
I just love to eat.
A good appetite. 我说你要感谢神。
Well, I say you need to thank God for that.
因为你还有 good appetite.
Because you still have good appetite.
很多人呢，好多food放在前面都不能吃。
A lot of people have good food placed in front of them and they couldn't eat.
那有人说，牧师啊，我就是没有 good appetite.
And some people say, "Oh, Pastor, I don't have good appetite."
我说你也要感谢神。
I say you should be thankful.
你看那些人都是 overweight 的，他们都想要减食，都没办法，看到什么东西就想吃。
I mean, look at those people, who are overweight. They don't want to eat, but they cannot help but to eat.
我们真的要感恩。
We need to be thankful.
第二个，为什么要感恩呢
？Secondly, why do we need to be thankful?
因为你所有的才干、你的资源、你的机会都是神给你的。
Because everything you have came from God.
要讲得更 specific, okay? 才干、
like、your
资源、机会、
talent, your opportunities, your everything you have.
我讲这个很重要，不是 on everything, 因为你的才干从哪里来的？
Because where do your talents and gifting came from?
那个 Johnny 很会唱歌，他才干从哪里来的
？So Johnny is very good in singing. Where did her gift of singing come from?
你说我很会赚钱，你的才干从哪里
？You say I can make a lot of money. Where did your gift of making money come from?
你很会读书，你很会上学，从哪里？是神给你的。
You are good in studying, but where did that come from?
Amen. 你只是一个 manager.
You're only a manager.
但是有一天神要跟你算账。
But one day, God is going to hold you accountable.
Set account with you.
Set account with you.
有一天你结束这个人生的历程。
When you finish this journey on earth,
有一个审判，你们知道吗
？You'll be facing a judgment.
上帝说：“我给你78年的岁月。
”God said, "I gave you 78 years."
我是举例说啊。
For instance.
然后我给你这个。
And I gave you this and that.
你用了什么？
How did you manage it?
你用了多少为了我的国度
？How much did you use it for my kingdom?
你用多少在别人的身上
？How much did you use it on other people?
还是都是为自己
？Or it's all used on yourself?
现在在中国有一个很大的危机。
Right now, there's a crisis in China.
特别是在年轻的一代。
Especially among young people.
他不知道为什么而活。
They don't know why they live on earth.
他们就是想拼命的赚钱。
They just want to make money.
然后拼命的花钱。
And they want to spend.
然后他们说快乐就好。
They say just be happy. That's good enough.
这不是一个对的态度。
That's not right attitude.
因为他们不认识谁是神。
Because they don't know who is God.
你知道你的。机会一切都是神给你的。
Do you know all your opportunities came from God?
我今天早上特别要鼓励大家一句。
This morning I want to especially encourage each person with one thing.
每一个人要爱惜你的光阴。You need to manage your time well, treasure your time. Don't waste time. 下面要学习翻译。特别在这圣诞节的时候。
Especially during this Christmas season.
特别在这个放这个Christmas vacation 的时候
，especially during this Christmas vacation，
我们是应该要放松
，we need to relax，
但是不要浪费时间
，but don't waste time。
Amen，
amen。
放松有很多 constructive way 放松
，there are many constructive way to relax。
不要伤害身体
，not to hurt your body。
不要 overeat，
don't overeat。
Overdrink。要爱惜时间
，need to
treasure
your time。
使用的时间好。
Use your time well.
很多人说上帝不公平。
Many people say God is unjust.
上帝非常公平。
Actually, God is very just.
他给每一个人每一天都是24小时。
Because He gives every person 24 hours.
一个懂得用他时间的人。
The one who know how to use their time.
他们会成功。
They will be successful.
Amen.
Amen.
第三个，因为神使万事都互相效力。
Thirdly, God causes all things to work together for good for those who love Him.
那些爱他的人。
For those who love him, he makes all things.
你说我最近很不如意啊。
You say, oh, lady, when things are not going well for me.
我怎么来感谢神
？How can I give thanks?
在罗马书第八章28节到30节有一段经文。
In Romans 8:28-30.
保罗说我们晓得万事都互相效力。
Paul said that all things work together for good.
让那些爱神的人得益处。
Everything works together for good for those who love God.
所以如果你爱神，
so if you love God,
你真的是为神而活，
and you live for God,
很多不好的事情，
many bad things that happen to you.
现在每一分钟都有很多不好的事情发生。
Right now, every day there's every minute there are bad things happening.
有人被抢。
Some people got robbed.
有人被偷。
Somebody got had things stolen.
有人被打，很多 violence.
Some people got hit.
这不是好事。
These are not good things.
这不是神喜悦的事。
These are things that God is pleased.
有时候会发生在我们身上。
And sometimes it happens in our life.
心里很难过。
And we feel bad.
你觉得上帝在哪里？
You wonder where is God.
但是这世界有很多的罪恶。
But in this the world is full of sin.
但是你真的爱神。
And you truly love God.
你为神而活。
And you live for God.
神会让这些事情效力。
God will
work out
everything for you.
这个事情会成为你的一个祝福。
And the bad thing will become a blessing to you.
但是是一个化妆的祝福。
But it's a blessing in disguise.
求神帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
很多时候我们还没有到那个地步。
A lot of time we are not there yet.
所以坏事情发生，我们就一直在里面难过，一直在那边埋怨、埋怨、埋怨。
So when bad things happen to us, we keep complaining, grumble.
我们整个人就失去感恩的心。
And then we lose our thankful heart.
第四个原因，为什么要感恩？
Fourthly, why do we need to give thanks?
因为这是神的旨意。
Because this is God's will.
很多人说我不知道神的旨意。
Many people say, I don't know what God's will is.
有一件事情你知道。
For one thing for sure.
你就要常常，你就要凡事都要谢恩。
You have to give thanks for all circumstances.
因为在帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章十六到十八节说，你们要常常喜乐，不住的祷告，凡事谢恩，因为这是神在耶稣基督里面为你们所定的旨意。
Because in 1 Thessalonians 5:16 says, rejoice always, be patient,
Pray continuous
and be patient in all things.
Give thanks in all circumstances. Because this is God's will in our Lord Jesus Christ. 所以这是神的一个旨意。
So this is God's will.
你常常喜乐。
When you rejoice always.
很健康。
You'll be healthy.
Amen.
Amen.
你现在怎么那么多病啊？我怎么那么多病？因为我不喜乐。
If I have a lot of illnesses because I'm not happy, I'm not joyful.
你说我怎么能够 happy 呢？这事情发生我怎么 happy 呢？
You say how can I be happy and joyful when this thing happened to me?
因为我没有办法，因为你不能感恩呢。
Because you cannot be thankful.
因为你说这事情不能感恩，所以我刚才讲的你要仔细听，这个对你有帮助的。
So I pay attention to what I'm trying to share.
所以你也开始准备有什么需要感恩，待会来。
So you start preparing about what things you can be thankful for.
现在是不是有很多事可以感恩呢？
There are a lot of things we can be thankful for.
当你准备好了，我就是把时间交给你。
So when you are ready, I'll give the time to you.
或者是说，我知道我应该要感恩了。
I know I need to be thankful.
但是我要如何来感恩？
How can I be thankful?
第一个就是说，你要放下这个理当所有的心态。
First of all, you need to put down your attitude. You need to give up the entitlement.Mindset.
就是要有一个，你不要以为什么事情都是我应该有。
Don't think that oh, I have the right to this.
You don't.
You don't.
很多在美国长大的，特别在美国的人，包含我自己在，我们常觉得这是我应该的。
Many people living in the U.S., including myself, feel like I'm entitled to this.
如果你出去做一些宣教的工作
，If you go out and do some evangelism,
no, do mission work in the mission field.Particular to the two-third world, you will realize a lot of things you are not entitled to it. 你根本就没有这个，你是因为神的恩典。
It's God's grace that you have this.
我们这边有 freeway.
Over here we have freeway.
现在不太 free.
Right now it's not too free.
你知道我们这个国家最需要被 heal 是什么？就是 freeway.
This country needs what this country needs healing is the freeway.
Because it's not free.
Because it's not free.
Always clogged.
It's always clogged.
That's my style of humor. 你不太懂
Traffic jam.
但是你知道这个世界上有很多国家没有 freeway.
But do you know many countries doesn't have freeway?
第一个，他们没有那么宽的路
First of all, they don't have such a wide road.
也没办法开那么快。
And they cannot drive that fast.
那路上都是洞。
And there are potholes on the road.
那个路上都是土匪。
And there's a lot of thieves along the way.
No, not thieves. Bandits, robbers. You have to pay for the money. 非常的可怕。
So it's very...
所以我们开在这个 freeway 虽然不是那么 free 也要感恩了。
So we'll be thankful for our freeway even though it's congested many times.
很多地方没有那个水是可以喝的，可以干净的水。
Many areas in the world doesn't have clean water to drink.
你每天打开呢有好的 water 喝，你就要感谢。
So we turn on the faucet and have good water, you should be thankful.
不要觉得我值得，我应该没有。
Don't feel that you're entitled to that.
第二个。
Secondly.
我觉得你们要珍惜你所拥有的，不是在一天到晚想你所没有的。
You should count what you have, not what you don't have.
你要 treasure what you have. Amen. 所以你们当中有多少人结婚的？
How many people are married? Raise your hand.
你要珍惜你的配偶。
You need to appreciate your wife or husband.
这 translate 好像自己翻进去。You need to treasure your spouse. Amen. Appreciate that. 我们当中有多少有父母的举手？
How many people have parents? Should be everybody.
Yeah, 我说还活着。
I mean, living parents.
你要珍惜你的父母。
You need to appreciate your parents.
我们当中有多少有儿女的？
How many people have children?
有孙子孙女的。
Grandparents, I mean grandkids.
你要珍惜他们。
You need to appreciate them.
我们要珍惜这个教会。
We need to give thanks to this church.
Treasure
this church.
Thanks. 为在这个教会地方来聚会要感恩。
We need to give thanks for this facility, this location.
因为在这世界上有很多教会根本连屋顶都没有。
Because many churches, there are many churches in the world that don't even have a roof above them.
你们知道吗？
Do you know that?
要有点感恩的心。
We need to have a thankful heart.
第三个是我们对神对人要感恩。
We need to give thanks to God and man.
我们在感恩节的时候
，During Thanksgiving，
我们数算神的恩典。
We counted God's blessings。
我们来到一年的最后一个主日。
So today is the last Sunday of the year。
我们来思想这过去一年的事。
Let's look back this year。
有什么非常感谢神的
？What's one thing you're very thankful for？
你就来分享。
And come up and share。
我也鼓励大家。
And I also encourage each one。
在这个季节
，During this season，
想想有哪一些人对你有恩。
And think about who have showed kindness to you this year.
不只是今年而已。
Not only this year.
就是打一个电话。
Maybe get them a call.
写一个小 note.
Or text, write a little note.
或者 text.
Or text them.
或者 email.
Or send an email.
谢谢那个人。
To thank that person.
谢谢那些人。
To thank those people.
Amen.
Amen.
当你这样做的时候。
We do that.
你就行在神的旨意当中。
You are living in God's will.
神的祝福会来到你身上。
And God's blessing will come upon you.
我们真的要多感谢神。
We had to really give thanks to God.
我们祷告。
Let's pray. 最后再放
下。主耶稣，我们感谢你。
Dear Lord Jesus, we thank you.
因为你是我们最大的恩人。
Because you are our greatest benefactor.
我们感谢你。
We thank you.
若是没有你的救恩。
Without your salvation,
我们今天不会在这里。
We won't be here today.
我们没有办法成为神的儿女。
We won't be able to be your children.
主耶稣，求你赐给我们一个感恩的态度。
Dear Jesus, may give us a grateful heart.
除去我们心中很多的困苦。
May you take away all the bitterness in the heart.
求主给我们一个感恩的心。
May you give us a thankful heart.
因为你爱我们
，Because you love us，
你祝福我们下面的时间
，May you bless our following time，
有一些分享
，some testimonies sharing，
有些感恩
，thanksgivings，
我们可以彼此建造
，and we can build each other up，
祷告奉主的名求
，in the name of our Lord Jesus we pray，
Amen，
Amen，
啊，谁准备好了吗？可以上来讲，那我们原则上，请你帮我翻译好吧，我们原则上我们不会翻译啊。
So we are not going to translate.
但是我们可能会特别普通话讲完的，我们会把它 paraphrase. 它大概讲什么
？Paraphrase after each sharing.
Yeah, 就这样，好吧？我们为了争取时间，谁是第一个来？有没有哪一个人第一个？我就把那个麦克风交给你。 要分享人到这边来坐，就你请你那边。第一个要分享就坐这边，都先要来的，下面有人就坐的好吧，我们就排队开始。好，没有讲一下，你不要太长。
三分钟啊。It's easier to say in English. So in the past year, I feel frustrated with a lot of things that doesn't go my way. I want to have a better relationship with my sister. I want my children to be obedient. And it's so frustrated because life doesn't go the way you want it. And I get frustrated.And I realized that it's not easy to forgive myself, to forgive others. And I get frustrated. Why is that not so easy? And then God just helped me understand that it is not easy because He has to come to this world and die on the cross to forgive us, to forgive our sin. And that's His...loving kindness and His grace. And so I can understand now why it is not easy. Because it's just not. So I just have peace that, okay, I'll just wait until the day comes. And thank you for His salvation and His patience for us, for the world.
Hello, Cindy 刚才分享的就是说她今年觉得为什么她的孩子，她想要她的孩子乖乖的听话，但是发现很不容易，那她就在神面前很沮丧，说为什么这么难，但是神给她的信息就是还有就是为什么原谅一个人这么不容易但是神给他的信息就是耶稣来到世界上为我们的罪而死，这也是非常不容易的一件事情，所以这并不是一个容易的路，但是神与他同在，所以他就有平安。
我是 Bessie， 其实今年数算神的恩典是一直都很好，感谢主，心想事成，想要做的事情都做到了，而且最重要的是神也赐给我一个非常非常可爱非常非常好的媳妇，那个是我一直跟神求的，所以因为儿子的幸福就是我一生的责任。那直到12月24日，我要把它说成什么呢？我说这个叫做，我刚刚坐在那边，我在想，这个叫做危机应付，还是危机测试，还是危机的时候你怎么样来，你的反应是什么？我觉得神在给我学功课。其实是平安夜对我来讲，那个早晨不平安，因为我早上12月24日平安夜的那一天的早上9:15，我去接 Christy 我的媳妇。结果车开到门口，他家的门口，等了一下下，他下来了以后，他正要上车，上了一半，门就被顶住了，就来了一个黑人，拿了一把枪，就把门堵住，因为他就不能关门了嘛，就对着我，他说 ，Give me your purse， 他说把你的皮包给我，你们两个的 purse 都给我。那我当然不想给他了，我就把我的皮包，其实因为我们都坐在前面，你知道女生那个皮包都在前面嘛，摆得歪七扭八的，我就想放后面去，我就有点后悔为什么那天不把它就放在 back seat， right， 可能他就看不到。 anyway 我就想要放的时候，他就打了我一拳，然后这一拳还是经过 Christy 的嘴巴打过来的，因为我这样转身 OK， 所以 Christy 嘴巴也有点破，可是很感谢主，那天我们两个竟然都很冷静，更奇妙是 Christy 非常的冷静，感谢主，他这样这么年轻碰到这种事情，有人用枪指着你哦， OK， 他很冷静，他一直在看那支枪是不是真的。然后我也在想我要怎么办，我不想给他那个包，因为里面没有钱，可是有我们的 iPhone、 iPad 还有我们的 Wallet、 我们的 Credit Card、 我们的 ID 很多东西嘛，我就不想给他，我宁愿说 Hey Stubborn 我去领钱给你，还是我钱给你好了，你不要拿我的东西，反正就被他抢了，然后他就走了。那其实我没有生气，我也没有很 exciting， 我就在想如果那个时候我 exciting 的话，我其实关了门，我要拿车一转身我要去撞他的，因为我买了一个是轮胎比较高的，他在 curve 我都可以开上去，感谢主啊。我就想到牧师说的那句话，有一个牧师，不是两个礼拜前牧师说有一个牧师被抢了吗，他感谢主啊，是抢我，感谢主啊，不是我抢他。那我现在加一句，感谢主啊，我没有开车去撞他，他没有把我被我撞死 OK， 因为我可以发脾气成那个样子，可是我没有很冷静，但是我做了一个错误的事情，我下车，他拿抓着我们两个皮包，我说还我皮包， give me back my purse， 我给你钱，他很害怕，他 give me the money， give me money， 就是他很紧张，他比我还紧张，可是那个很可怕，如果他那个枪是真的话，他紧张反而不好，他可能乱开枪，所以我想想不对劲，我还是回到车上，然后我就想开车去追他，结果我没有追到。其实在这个地方我停一下好了，省得大家听得糊里糊涂。如果这个是危机测试的话，我做错了一件事情，我第一我都在靠我自己，我真的我想是圣灵要我跟大家讲，在这个世代有很多危机，我做错一件事情，我没有马上求靠神，因为我已经安逸了好多年了。我记得我以前十年前我依靠神的时候，我在 freeway 我车抛锚了，我第一件说主啊帮我怎么办，好危险，神马上就派天使来帮助我，那个有的人已经听过了，可是到这么多年的安逸的时候我忘记了，我没有危机意识了，我觉得我这个是一个功课。你知道牧师刚刚讲这个世代越来越坏，人心已经不好了，对不对？所以我们要有一个危机，第一件事我应该说主啊救我，我现在回想可能事情会稍微改得比较好一点，那就没办法啦。后来我回去我就带着 Christy 我们就祷告，我说主啊，我说我凭着信心向你求告，我真的没有钱在里面，希望他能够把他的皮包还给我们，因为我里面有一些小东西小照片，是我带了几十年的小宝贝在里面，不值钱，对他来讲不值钱，对我来讲很值钱。所以我就祷告，我就带着 Christy 祷告，结果你知道吗，昨天晚上我的手机还烂掉了哈，昨天晚上才修好，修好以后我就看我的电话留话，竟然有一个人打电话来给我，他是卖车子给我的那个 dealer 的 sales， 他说嘿，有一个人捡到你的皮包了，给了我一个电话，然后我就打电话给那个人，他说他在 telegraph 61街那里，他说他捡到我的皮包，他说里面很多我的 personal 的东西他都拿到了，感谢主啊。即使我是在已经好像，其实那时候我蛮有信心哦，我跟 Christy 讲，他可以做见证，我说我跟主说哦，叫他还那个皮包给我，记不记得我还这样讲，我真的跟主说了，所以我等一下12点到1点的时候我要去把我的皮包拿回来。所以真的是很多感恩的事情，可是就像我觉得神要我们现在真的是要学一个功课，你要警醒，你不能神成就你很多要求，你所要的神给你，但是如果你碰到危机的时候你怎么办，你还是要依靠神，不要忘了第一件事情就是主耶稣救我，主耶稣帮我，事情可能当场会改变的，不要让我受苦两三天嘛，毕竟那两三天脸也痛，然后想一想有一点气又不气的这样子，感谢主，就是这样，谢谢主。
Betsy, share that. So Betsy, for those who are English speakers, Betsy shared that on Christmas Eve, she was mugged at gunpoint with her daughter-in-law in front of their house in Oakland. And the person took all their belongings in the purse, and she lost some of the valuables. However, there are some, some personal, like maybe pictures for memory that is valuable for Betsy, but not really for the robber. that she really wanted back. She's thankful. She shared that she's thankful that during the event, she and Christy, her daughter-in-law, were both calm, and so they were not hurt. There was a minor bruise on her face because the person punched her, but other than that, they were okay. They were not injured. So Betsy, after the event, Betsy and Christy pray to God to get the purse back so she can have her pictures. And so they prayed together, and last night she received a phone call. Someone said they picked up her purse on Telegraph somewhere, and they have all the belongings in the purse that she was asking for. Not the phone and wallet, those are gone, but the valuable things that are valuable to her but not to the robber, such as the pictures and for memory. And so she's thankful, and she would like to she wants to share with us that we have to rely on God, and we should call upon God for help. He will guide us, and He will change us, and He listens to our prayer and listens to our cry. So she wants to share that God is faithful, and this is her message to you.
I'm Ruby. 就是一年过去了，我觉得感恩的事真是很多，但是只有三分钟，所以我简短的讲。第一个，我是很感谢神对我爱。 这个爱不是说我头脑的感觉，而是我真亲身的经历。第一个是神管教我特别多，今年有时我也蛮烦的，我觉得我爸没管那么多，怎么神管我那么多？但是我觉得真是很爱我，他经常会给几个话给我。第一个就是今年最大的，就是说你离开我，约翰福音十五章，你离开我，什么事都做不成。第二个就是常常喜乐。靠主喜乐，第三个就是施比受更为有福。那么我只能简短讲一个，就是因为要讲起来太长，所以我只能讲一个靠主喜乐。我发现人喜乐真是不容易的，特别是中国人都比较 serious， 都好严肃，特别是见到陌生人也不会笑。那么在来美国以后，我们就慢慢学习这个美国的文化，特别是天国的文化。所以我经常会凡是遇到不开心的事。 常常喜乐，靠主喜乐，那我的脸上就会出笑容了。第二个就是施比受更为有福，感谢神让我今年学习给予。当我在给予的时候，我真是很喜乐。我也很感谢有的弟兄姐妹让我今年有机会去服侍他们，然后我自己又很喜乐。第二个呢，就感谢神给我一个很好的家庭，就是这个教会。 感谢牧师和师母，我是真心的感谢你们，因为你辛勤的，真是在教导我们，真是很感谢你们付出了很多。第二个是感谢我们合一小组，感谢悲喜组长，然后他也是很多的辛勤付出，我也很喜欢我们合一小组的每一位弟兄姐妹。 我那天跳完，弹完之后回去，我躺在床上，哇，想到我们合一小组那舞蹈啊，高兴的我失眠了一个晚上。哈利路亚。第三个，我是很感谢，我们的就星期天有一个简短的一个亲近神的聚会，西喜和米肖姐妹，因为神也借着他们很奇妙，也借着他们就是经常会鼓励安慰我，而且会教导我。
谢谢主，讲完了。For those who are English speakers, Ruby shared that she shared the Thanksgiving of this year is way too much for 3 minutes, so she will summarize in a few phrases. First one is, she said, this year she felt that Father God has disciplined her even more so than her own dad. And but because this is because God loves her. So one lesson she learned was be joyful always.
Just like the verse that we have up here. And the second is more blessed to give than to receive. And this is what she had learned. What is it? Oh, and she also thanked her small group leader and small group members for encouraging her and bringing her joy.
I'm Cici. 非常非常的感恩，首先呢要感谢的就是我们的天父，我真的是觉得是天父在我身上有满满的恩典，我觉得今年是非常非常的感受到天父的爱，这是真是一个极大的恩典在我身上，我觉得我们天父是关心他这个孩子的身心灵的成长，而且是不仅仅是应许我的祷告，我今年的祷告天父全部都应许真的是非常的感受到天父那个浓浓的爱，天父应许我的父母公公婆婆从中国来到了美国，然后又我是非常想要读书，然后又创造机会让我去读书，然后期间呢又兴起教会的兄弟姊妹，像Dorin 呐、那个Johnny 还有Julia， 兴起这些弟兄姊妹来做我的老师，然后很顺利的通过了这一学期的考试。然后这是一些然后就是干旱的时候，我每天早上起得很早，有的时候也会在路上天父啊，就是祷告天父啊，求你降下雨医治这地就是然后真的是下雨了，我觉得真的自己有参与其中，天父就听了这个祷告，那感觉是不一样的，非常非常的奇妙，我是觉得这个父的恩典今年是感谢天父让我体会到和天父之间有这么一个非常非常亲密的关系，真的我是觉得这份亲密的关系就是让我可以面对很多的困难，就是很多的事情上就都有极大的盼望，所以说这是我首先要感谢的。然后我非常感谢我们就是星期天早上的我们等候神的这个小组聚会，因为我在其他的聚会的时间上有很多的软弱，可是我觉得神呢真的很爱我就是非常奇妙的安排了早上这个聚会，让那个 Ruby 和 Michelle 好像两个姊妹就是一边拉着我一个手，然后再带着我往前进，就是让我不论如何就是天父说你这孩子不可以掉队，他的爱就是借着兄弟姊妹来体现出来，我真是觉得今年是被神的爱经真的是包围的一年，这是献上感谢。
For those English speakers, this is Cici, and she shared that this year, she has experienced the grace and the love from the Father. She had experienced that God had been very faithful in answering all her prayers. First was her parents-in-law came to the U.S. She prayed to God that they can come to the U.S. and they indeed came. And the other thing was she prayed that she wants to go back to school. And that happened. And then all the brothers and sisters from church, such as Dorian, Joni, and Julia, helped her with schoolwork. So she's very thankful. She also experienced many answered prayer, and so she experienced the intimate relationship with God. Such as whenever she pray, God would answer her. And so if she would pray for rain, God would rain for her. So Cici is thankful that this love from the intimate relationship with God has helped her through many difficulties and give her hope. And she's also thankful for her small group members. They have been meeting every Sunday morning before Sunday service to
wait upon God, and so she has experienced love and joy through that as well.
然后第三件事情就是很巧，今天没想到牧师也讲了，就是凡事要喜乐，然后常常祷告，不住的谢恩。我希望大家也能够从此受惠，谢谢。
This is Michelle. So Michelle would like to give thanks. She came.To church this year, and she got baptized. And she shared that she's very touched that God had never gave up on her. In the past, she was very unhappy, and she never felt like she had enough. But her attitude had changed when she came to God, and the circumstance in her life never really changed, but now she feels she's so blessed, and she isvery thankful for everything she has. And the other thing is she is thankful that God answers her prayer. Not even just prayer, just a thought. For example, her mom passed away earlier this year, and she was thinking she would like to have more friends, and God brought her to church. The other thing was, for example, last week she was an usher helping at church, and she didn't get a chance to pick up a calendar. Last week she didn't think much big of it, but after she went home she said, oh, man, I didn't get a calendar. But this week, when she came in, the first thing she met was,pastor offering her calendars. So she feels that God is into the small things in her life and cares for her, even to her thoughts. Anything she thinks about, God cares about. And so this year she had learned three things. One is love God with all our beings, and love your neighbor as yourself. The other thing that she learned from the Bible is the story of the two sisters, Martha and Mary, and she really admired Mary, has found the secret of life to come near to Jesus, and she wants to be like Mary. And the other thing is, like what Pastor had shared today, be joyful always, pray continually, and give thanks. This is Michelle sharing.
I'm called Peter. We really have to live to thank him. We can come to the church, we really have to thank him.我在今年的就是最大的感恩的话，就是我能够站在这能够活着，就是感谢他。我今年结婚了，娶了一位神给我预备的一位在地上的天使，他非常的爱我。我是7月30号结婚的，我打离婚已经20多年了，以前就是说从来没有敢想过结婚的事情，因为我是在美国属于是一个流浪的，也没有家，也没有资产，就是连自己的正式的工作都没有，更不要提有谁能敢跟着你。因为这个世界真的是，我也看到人越来越爱钱财，越来越爱自己，越来越爱，就是有的人结婚了以后呢，有孩子了以后，他们都不肯登记。我问你为什么不登记呢？他说我登记了，我的财产就要分给他一半。因为我是做服务行业的，了解人很多，而且了解他的内心。我也在这个服务行业，就是做人的这个心理的工作，所以我了解这个世界呢，就把这个人变得非常的坏，非常的自我。我感谢神，真的是感谢神，因为有这位姐妹她来爱我的，因为我奔跑的这个路呢，如果她也不是真心的去爱主的话，她也跟我走不到一起，因为别人看我已经是，就是不是那么的，人的那一半，就是人神的那一半的话，就是和。就正常的那一半的话，就已经是不是说，就是说拿给时间很多的，而且是说，看人看上去以后会有些过了，就是，但是呢，我感谢神呢，他也跟我早晨呢去海边去敬拜，去讲方言，去锻炼，我说真的是感谢主。晚上也跟着我在一起呢，来跪下来呢亲近神，我觉得。这真是我最大的感恩，因为奔跑天路，在两个人当中，如果不合一，就是撒旦的工作；合一的灵就是神的荣耀，真的是神，神太伟大了。就是在我们在爱他的人当中，我今年结婚以后又有了牙医保险，又有了，就是说。他那个保险什么的也会挂上我，我都没有想到。以前我几十年从来没有洗过牙，我就去洗牙去，那个漂亮的小姐说，这他们说这牙的话真的是都不敢洗，感谢神，因为神的恩典真的是。数不尽的，真的，我们真的天天都要数，真的是天天都要数。哈利路亚！因为时间，我就感谢主。
This is Peter's sharing. He shared that he got married this year, and he's very thankful. He got married in July and July.And he said he had never thought of getting married in this life because he feels like he has nothing, especially when he came to the U.S. But even though we are imperfect, he feels very loved by his wife, and his wife loves him, and because she loves God, and she walks with him to seek God together, and they have unity, and he's very thankful for that. He has many countless blessings, such as after he got married, he got dental coverage, and he was able to go to 10 dentists and get some dental cleaning done. So he's very happy about that too. He has many, many countless blessings in his life. This Peter's sharing.
Okay, I'm Christina. Okay, so the great thanks for this year is Luca and I, we got married on April the 12th. And this is why I'm so thankful that this is the answer of my prayer for many years. And God gave me the best guy. He's the best one among all the other guys that I met before. Yeah, and thank you for everyone that come to our wedding and help us. And even just from we got engaged in early January, and then from January to April, this is very short 3 months. God has just opened every door. We found the restaurant, the church, everything just lined up for us. So, and we have a nice wedding, and we have fun. And then we went to a Mediterranean cruise for a honeymoon. And that's another answer of my prayers, because I've been dreaming to go to Europe for many years. And so God answered my prayer. And we had a great trip. And then also after we got married, and you know, we have fun together, a lot of people said that the first year marriage, there's a lot of adjustment. Some young couple, the first year they'll fight, you know. but we have a, you know, a little bit adjustment. We are, you know, we have, we are in agreement on the big things. Our little adjustment is little things, but we all, you know, overcome those adjustments. So we are happy, and we know this is God's will for us to, you know, be a couple. And so that the biggest thanks for this year.
Thank you. 非常的抱歉，我刚才忘记了 Christina 也是我的老师。他真的是人有的时候会忘记这个事情那个事情，可是神真的是会纪念每一件事。感谢赞美主。
不好意思，我也忘记一个。哎呀，真是感谢，我也感谢 Johnny， 因为呢，就是我们在一起服在中文部的敬拜赞美团服侍。那我在中文部的敬拜赞美团，我是属于年纪比较大的那一位，他们其他都是央阿道但是呢，就是很感谢兄弟，虽然我们有时也会有分歧，也会有争执，争执，对，但是呢，很感谢神，就是让我们在他的爱里面彼此包容和接纳。那他们说我是 YouTube 派，不管什么派，但是我的是感谢神。让我在敬拜的时候呢，忘却了自己的年纪，就觉得自己像孩子那样来到神的面前来赞美他。Thank you， 拜拜。
Christina 刚才的分享就是，Christina 她很感恩，她今年结婚了，跟 Luke 结婚这是神回应了她多年的祷告这也是神为她预备的那一位。就是他分享说他一月份订婚的跟到四月份结婚短短的三四个月，他们就很快的找到所有的场所跟需要安排的事情都非常的顺利。还有就是他们的蜜月是到了地中海，这也是 Christina 多年想要去的地方，她也求神可以去这个地方，她今年也去到了。他们是去地中海的一个游轮
坐游轮啊，还有另外就是说别人都说第一年结婚是可能会比较挑战大，但是他很感谢神，他跟他的先生的调整都有调整，但是并不是非常的大，也非常顺利，所以他很感恩。
大家好，因为时间的关系，我今天只数算神的恩典两件事情在我今年发生的。其实今年是我很痛的一年，因为我失去了生我、养我、育我、教导我、培植我的母亲。我的母亲实际的年龄已经95岁了，她是寿终正寝。感谢神的恩典啊，赐给我母亲这么长寿。那可是因为我来美国30多年了，我没有在我母亲身边照顾她，我觉得很亏欠。所以这就是为什么我非常非常感激我的弟弟。我有两个弟弟，都就说轮流住在我妈妈家，然后就是照顾我母亲。我母亲真的很有福气，我们帮她请了那个应佣啊，一共请了14年呀，那就照顾他这样子。那我母亲，我要感谢我母亲，她连过世她都选了一个很奇妙的日子。3月26号是我的弟妹生日，3月28号是我女儿的孩子，我的外孙生日。我母亲选了3月27号离开我们。所以不要跟那个生日相冲，不是，不要跟那个生日重叠，不然家里又有人要过生日，又有忌日，那不是很尴尬吗？所以我就很感谢我母亲啊。那还有就是我母亲过世以后，那因为我的飞机票，我本来是回台湾去探亲，然后去大陆，那没有想到我刚到大陆第三个晚上，我弟弟就给我电话说妈妈在医院病危，要我赶快回去。我那个第二天买的飞机票，当天就回，就是用了买了一个台湾到就是上海到台湾的来回票，我又回去了。那然后呢，因为我回美国的飞机票已经订好了，所以呢我妈妈过世的时候，我就跟我弟弟他们商量，那就说可不可以尽快把妈妈的事情办完。然后呢4月1号，因为全家就我跟我的大妹妹是基督徒，其他都不是，所以呢他们要看日子啊，又请台湾的那个葬仪社来办啊，葬仪社就要看日子啊，什么看了又说4月1号是好日子，要不然的话就要等到4月10几号。那我回来，我回美国的时间呢是4月10号。为什么我买票的时候买4月10号？因为4月12号那个 Christina 要结婚，所以我4月10号回来，12号可以哎呀帮到他的忙，所以呢我才买4月10号的票。那然后呢没有想到只有4天的时间呢，27号、28、29、30，三月有31天。那4月1号那天是好日子，那然后呢我就跟我弟弟讲有没有可能，我弟弟说去试，然后呢他到墓园去，然后呢就哎，这个时候呢他就想到他一个好朋友是国防部的一个大官，部长下面就是他了，所以呢他就跟他打了一个电话，他一交代下去马上弄好。那我弟弟到墓园去的时候呢，墓园的人还跟我弟弟说哎呀不行啦，这样子我们怎么来得及啊，我们要找工人都来不及啊。后来我弟弟就说哦，那他就讲他那个同学的名字，结果他一听到那个名字说哦没关系没关系，到时候如果找不到工人我们叫我们的战士去帮忙。你看就是这样奇妙啊。然后我们就很快的很顺利的把我母亲的大事办完，办完以后呢我4月4号回上海，因为我飞机票是从上海回美国嘛，所以呢我上海事情办完我就4月10号就回来了。那因为回来了我觉得呀不方便参加他的婚礼，所以呢我就没有参加呀。那这是第一件事情。还有刚刚牧师提醒我了，牧师说我们要算一算看你今年哪些人 啊，就是帮了你啊，哪些你应该感恩的。我马上就想到，我今天晚上回家，我就要打电话给我的弟弟，告诉我弟弟要打电话去感谢那些人，感谢他的同学，感谢帮我们的那些人，感谢墓园的那个主管啊。所以这个也是大事小事，我们都要放在感恩的历史上面。其实神的恩典是数算不尽的啦。啊，那我今天因为时间的关系，我就讲那一点。第二点呢，我要讲的就是发生在我们的教会，就是两三个礼拜以前的事情。你们一定不敢相信，我每天戴在手上的一个钻戒叫满天星，那然后呢，中间一颗钻。我们礼拜三呢来查经，我们礼拜三有我们小组嘛，在那个饭厅，那我都没有感觉，我就是来查经啊，然后回家。等我晚上要把戒指拿下来的时候，我一看，哎呀，怎么中间一个黑黑的，就中间那颗大钻不见了，旁边的满天星还在。哎呀，我那时候我刚开始我心里有点着急，后来想，哎呀，大概是神告诉我没关系了，少一个就少一个吧。啊，我也没有那么着急。然后我就在想，我要不要打电话，第二天我就想，我要不要打电话到教会来问问看有没有人打扫人帮我看一下。后来想算了，所以我很奇妙哦，我就没那么着急，我也没打这个电话来惊扰人家啊。那如果说这次一件要救人的事，那我就会打电话了，这是我的东西嘛，对不对？那我就想 you know 要死也带不走的，对不对？而且那是一个虚荣的东西，不是我生活必需品，对不对？所以我就没有那么着急，我也没打电话。可是礼拜天啊，那来了，那我就想，因为我来的时候大那个还没，就是英文组还没结束嘛，那然后呢我就到那边去看一下。我就到那边，我提前我坐在这边我都忘记了，后来我就到那边去，我说哎，对啊，我去看看。我就到那边去，就在我坐的位置下面，我就看没看到，我就趴在地，就是手扶了地上慢慢找，因为那个钻戒嘛又是白色的，对不对？你看不到嘛。那然后呢，我一下看到一个凸出来一个东西，我一摸就是我那个，那我就哇叫起来了。结果这个时候呢，娇妮就正好，我头一抬我就看到娇妮在那边，对不对？娇妮正好跟另外一个弟兄在讲话，那娇妮还觉得奇怪的，我就跟他讲，你看 surprise 啊，我的那个钻石找到了，你看多奇妙啊。所以呢，我就觉得很奇妙，是不是我这颗钻石找到了？我奇妙的是我没有着急 ，OK， 我也没有惊动别人，啊、哦，那我就想说没关系啦，反正呀，那没有就没有了嘛，对不对啊、哦？那结果你看，你如果信靠神的话，神就是保守你，神爱的神必保护你，出你入神的保护你，你在任何地方神都保护你。那你看，所以啊，真的是，但是我要提醒大家。神是鉴察人心的，不是你嘴巴说你爱就爱了，神是鉴察人心的。所以你真的把你那个插头啊，插洗得干干净净，往那个插座一插，电就来了，神的爱就来了，神给你的一切就来了。如果你自己没有倒空，你里面叽里嘎啦的一大堆怨恨，一大堆嫉妒，一大堆埋怨，那你那个插头就不干净嘛，不干净你插在那插座上是滋滋，接触不良嘛，对不对？就接触不良嘛，来的东西也少了，对不对？所以呢我提醒大家，真的爱神，神必看顾神看顾每一件事情。谢谢。
This is Linda sharing. She said she has many countless blessings in God, and she just want to share two. So one is her mom passed away this year in Taiwan, and her mom was 95 years old. And when her mom passed away, her brothers in Taiwan really helped to arrange everything very quickly. They were able to, because Linda has a short trip to Taiwan and China during that time, and she was afraid that she couldn't make it, but her brother knew some friend and has some connection to make the burial service happen very quickly. it's like within 4 days of her mom's passing, so she's very thankful that everything can be arranged and that her brother was very helpful in making the arrangement. And the other thing is that she, a few weeks ago, she lost the diamond on her diamond ring while she was here for the Wednesday Women's Bible Study. She didn't discover this until she got home, that when she looked at her ring, the diamond was missing. But she decided to give it up to God, and she just let it go because she decided that, you know, this is not really that important compared to life, and it's not, so this is something you can let go. So she let it go, and she had peace, and she kept calm in her heart, and so she didn't think of it. But then on Sunday, she came, and she was walking around church, and she remembered, oh, maybe I should check out the place that she had Bible study on Wednesday. So when she was looking at the room next door, she found the diamond just near where she sat. And so she's very surprised. She's pleasantly surprised that her diamond can be found. And she's very thankful that she was calm and did not worry about this in the process. And she is thankful that God watches her in every little thing about her and cares about her, even the very small things.
我叫石栋，我首先感谢我们的教会、牧师啊，跟弟兄姐妹不断的关心我。然后我最最要感谢的是我们的天父。在2年前，我一次验血验出来白血病，当时我的家人就很害怕，我就跟他们说。 没关系的，几乎就差没看着，他会看护保守我们的。现在经过这个医院的治疗，我的情况就全部是正常了。这个医生说，他说你至少10年，也许永远不会这种病了。好了，所以我要感谢我们的天父啊。
This is Stone's sharing. This is Stone. He had a brief sharing, but it's significant. 2 years ago, he was diagnosed with leukemia by his doctor with the blood draw. So he's been getting treatment, and this year he had a checkup, and his leukemia is completely healed. So he gives thanks to the Lord for healing him.
我叫小千啊，英文名是 Frank。刚才啊，那个 Peter 和 Christina 他们谈到，就是刚刚今年结婚了，非常感谢，找到了最好的wife，也找到了最好的 husband 啊。 那我们这些结婚多年的怎么样啊？<笑>啊，我这个头发了，可能你们注意到了，今天黑了一点啊。<笑>昨天晚上，我的夫人很耐心的、很温柔的将我的头发染了一下，我现在其实想起来啊，<笑>这样说起来，其实我们这些结婚多年的，也找到了最好的外婆、最好的 husband 啊。<笑> 非常感谢，真的非常感谢，啊，是啊，是啊，因为上一次牧师都问了，讲的时候问了啊，你们说这个幸福的根本是什么？我当时还说，这就是要痛苦的容忍了。其实，容忍的过后，最后的结果还是很好的，真的是还是幸福的。过去的一年呢，像。 我首先第一天是我的那个，我有很严重的 energy， 就是有很严重的那种那个过敏了，那很难受。我都准备说要回到中国去了，都不想到美国了。但是今年呢，突然变了，这可能那个神啊，就感觉到我你还是要应该在美国继续来敬拜他啊。<笑>所以今年呢，就整个 energy 没几乎没有什么感觉了，感觉很小很小，是啊。 所以这一点呢，我非常感恩。对，最近但是再就是我有一个大家可能也见到，我有一个88岁的母亲，我呢也有一个快90岁的岳父。刚才不是说了要感谢你们的那个，就是说还健在的父母，我真是非常感谢，我还有机会在能够孝敬我们这么大年岁的父母亲的岳父。所以呢，这实际上也是主给我们的诫命，就是作为儿女应该孝敬你们的父母。所以我在这里我非常感谢我有机会还能够孝敬，否则的话我会感觉到哇，我确实没有尽到一个儿子的那个名分。对，最近一段时间我的母亲啊，她就还有一个很奇怪的问题，她就是能听到了很严重的各种各样的声音，这些声音呢是很搅扰她的，很难受，就好像这些声音不是说是让她很高兴，就很搅扰她难以休息啊。然后就别说现在，他就是说听到那个整个楼上啊有很大的这种汽车在那里或者什么声音在那里搅扰，就非常烦躁，令他非常烦躁。牧师啊，教会的姐妹啊，特别是我们那个合一小组的姐妹们啊，还有 Peter 啊，真是为那个祷告啊，尽了很多力，做了很多工作。现在呢，这个状况呢还没有改善，但是呢，我经过这一段事情，我就发现了。很多事情呢、啊、并不是像我们所想象的，就是说哦你祷告了啊，就可能主就马上要回应啊。在这些事情上，他可能也是对我也确实是一个信心的训练。我有时候也在想啊，主啊，你现在是否在聆听我的祷告啊？我有这么年岁这么大的母亲了，你还不救他，我什么何时救他了、啊、是啊。但是我觉得还是这个事情呢，我还是要不真的要全心的放在我们的主的身上。至少我还是得感谢，比如说我的母亲她还能休息，她还能吃饭，她还能够自己自理，所以我这也还是我很感谢的。再一个我很感谢，就是说我母我给我的夫人打这个电话，说我现在我的母亲的这种情况，她完全的影响我的工作，因为她不肯在家里面待着，这些声音让她很害怕，她就一直要跟着我去上班。我去上班就是要他跟我一起了，到上班了上了两个星期，别人可能有些上班了带着小孩去，我别人看到我，你带着这么老的妈妈来上班，我感觉到不好意思，所以我打电话给我很着急，我就打电话给我的夫人，我的夫人真是二话没说了，就马上提着包就从广州直接赶来了，而且还没跟他自己家里，他的家在武汉，没有给他家里做任何汇报，就急急忙忙的冲过来了，所以我也感谢。既有我要坚信的，就是说我们的主还在那看过，同时我也感谢，确实感谢我的夫人，在这些方面呢，她虽然有时候是抱怨我的很多不是啊，但是她还是在为我，确实很全心全意的为我这个家在那努力做事情。阿门。
Okay, this is Frank's sharing. He would like to thank God for his family and his marriage this year. And also that his allergy is healed this year. He did not have any more allergy this year. So he shared that he has an 88-year-old mother here visiting him, and he also has a father-in-law in his 90s that are still living and well. And so he's very thankful that both of them are pretty independent and able to manage their own affairs and able to cook and eat and do their own things, take care of themselves. And he is thankful that he can help and honor his parents even in their old age. And also, he shared that his mom has been staying with him, but she has a problem lately. Is that she's hearing things, and she hears a lot of noises that are disturbing and interrupting her, such as cars running on the roof and. So she's very afraid to be alone, so she always goes with him anywhere he goes. And she even went to his work. She even wanted to stay with him to go with him to his work. Because Jessica, Frank's wife, has been visiting her family in China, there's no one home, so Frank's mom has been going with Frank to work. And so he thought he needed help, so he called his wife in China, and his wife just packed her bags and came back to help him, to help his mom to stay at home and comfort her, help her. So he's very thankful that his family is doing well, and he also shared that he, pastor and the small group and Peter, they all have been helping him, praying for his mom's condition to improve. And even though it is yet to improve, he trusts in God. He wants to stay faithful to God. And he thanks God that his mom is still able to manage her own things and able to take care of herself, even in her old age. And so he wants to give thanks to God for what he has and what he's blessed with, and trust in God for what he's yet to do. So this is Frank's Thanksgiving.
我今天在这里是借了这个机会，那么好的机会，我一定要感谢神。感谢神，就是这一年来赐给我们，我每天早上一醒，我就是祷告，主给我们新的一天。 然后就是当然了，祈求也求神饶恕我一切的罪，然后教我怎么祷告。那么我总是感谢神来帮助我，带领我的孩子们，因为他们现在大了。 我不可能老是盯着他们，所以就求神带领他们每一个脚步。那么，所以我非常感谢神，总是赐给我们有平安，每一天都有平安。感谢主，感谢主。这我学到的功课，我发现我学到的最好的功课是，我没有敌人。 每一个人都以前的敌人都变成我的朋友，我非常感谢，真的，这个是上帝赐的，不是我自己做的，真的，感谢主。This
is Elaine's sharing. She shares that she's very thankful. Every morning she gets up to pray in the morning, and she confesses her sins to God. She prays and asks God to guide her and teach her how to pray, and she also blesses her family and her children. There is one thing that she has learned, is that through God, all her enemies in the past have now become her friends, and so she is very thankful.
我想我们今天的个人的分享到此结束哈。So
our personal Thanksgiving will end here.
我是鼓励大家，如果在过去这一年有人特别帮助你，对你有恩，这两天特别去感谢他们。So
I encourage you to give thanks to those people who has been kind to you or been loving to you or helped you this year.
再过来这两天，这样。
To do that within this couple days.
因为当你这样做的时候
，When you do this.
我是跟你讲，这是一个很大的祝福。This
is a great blessing.
因为我们有时候太忙。Because
many times we are too busy.
我们老是在想自己。We
are always thinking about ourselves.
多想一些别人。And
we need to think about others.
想到那些对你有恩的人。To
those who had shown kindness to you.
多感谢神。And
thank God.
情形很不好也感谢。And
when things are not going well, you thank God too.
神事情会改变。And
things will change.
那我是想跟大家最后就是我们看一下过去这一年神在我们教会的一些祝福。So
finally, we're going to have a little review of God's blessing upon our church this year.
我们有一些照片。So
we have some pictures.
但是不完全。It's
not complete.
有很多地方没有照片是空的。
Because some things we don't have pictures for.
我们很感谢神。
We thank the Lord.
过去这一年是蛮丰收的一年。
This year has been a year of harvest.
我们大概有50-60个 visitor.
We have.
今天有没有新来？今天好像没有新来。我们大概有快60个人来访问过我们教会。
We have about 60 visitors to our church this past year.
然后大概有10多个留下来。
About 10 plus came back.
我们就看一下这些照片啊。
Let's take a look at a slideshow.
就很轻松的，我们可以开始打好吗？我们有些都没有照片啊，那并不表示不感恩。OK， 这是1月31号，我们有一个全教会的中国新年的庆祝。
So this is our Chinese New Year's potluck fellowship.
非常多的人，那天真的挤得满满。
We had a lot of people, and this is the icebreaker.
我们就对不起，这个 presentation 没有音乐啊。
Then we have special dance by Naomi.
还有表演啊，不同的人。我的女儿也来，那时候她也特别献乐。
Had special music.
然后我们是2月的时候有一个洗礼，有
February we have
Stephen 跟 Tony
baptismal service. Stephen and Tony got baptized.
然后我们有那个3月开始有新的这个 worship time。中文、英文不同的时间，儿童有不同的时间，这是非常大的一个改变。我们感谢主，这也是人数就开始也增加。
So in March and April, our Mandarin and English service time changed.
还有儿童的也改变，也谢谢大家的帮助。然后我们4月20号有 Easter Sunday celebration， 好像没有照片啊。再下来，然后我们5月1号有这边联合的。好多教会联合的一个刘明和牧师来的一个布道会。
So we had an evangelistic meeting.
Joint churches.
With the joint churches in the area on May 1st. That's the gangster turned pastor.
那个，我们5月11号有母亲节的庆典。
It's Mother's Day worship service special dance with Naomi.
就 Little Angel， 好吗
？Mother's got a little rose.
然后要来父亲节的，好像没有照片。
Father's Day celebration, no pictures.
爸爸妈妈不一样，妈妈就。然后有第二次的那个洗礼啊，刚才 Michelle 非常激动啊，就是受洗，这是一个很重要的事情。
So, July 13th, we have another baptismal service. Michelle got, this is Christy.
Christy 也有。
And Michelle got baptized.
And Tao Ling.我们还有8月3号的那个户外聚会，那天非常精彩。
Outdoors,
有多少人去那天、啊？哇，很棒
！August 3rd,
开始天气很不好，冷得要命，又我们祷告，后来就太阳就出来。
Start with a cloudy morning, and then turn the sun came out later.
Scott 还帮我们玩游戏啊，那天啊，还有奖呢、啊。啊 ，George 也来了啊，带他心爱的。还有吧，你
Hold on. You can have a rest. No rush, no rush.
Fun games.
谁笑那么大声？后来8月26号开始有40天的这个禁食祷告哈。9月5号有那个。中秋节也是非常多人，但是没照片。然后10月4号，我们参加那个 Berkeley Call Rally， 有一些照片啊，好吗？有没有？开始弄照片。The Call Rally 啊。
Call Rally at UC Berkeley。
10多个人去参加这个为美国的祷告，非常重要的一个。
So we have 10 plus people from our church attended that.
10月5号开始，这个 Pastor Robert Marshall 成为我们教会的义务的牧师，英文部的。10月19号有这个美国回归真神的 Prayer Rally， 非常忙的一个月。对不起，现在都没照片，以后再下一个。后来我们那个11月20号开始，这边的联合祷告会就搬到我们教会国度祷告中心。我请你分享。那10月22号有那个主日学老师的 Appreciation Lunch， 28号有 Thanksgiving Night， 再往下都没有 picture， 再往下面最后两个了。那个12月19号 Talent Show， 呀，很多人有 talent。照片也很少，因为那边有人拍很多哦。Christmas Talent Show， 饭菜很多哇！你看这是哪一个队啊？还穿制服。这是我们那个礼拜天的那个 skit， a mind。非常棒，很多 talent。 我们最后起立好吗？
Let's arise。
感谢神。
Let's thank the Lord。
Amen。
Amen。
神祝福我们。
The Lord bless us。
主耶稣，我们感谢你。
Dear Lord Jesus, we thank you。
从岁首到年终，你都帮助我们。
From beyond to beginning till the end, you always help us.
求主赐给我们一个感恩的灵。
May you give us a grateful heart.
Grateful spirit. 主啊，你帮助我们成为一个感恩的人。
May you help us to become a thankful person.
帮助我们建立一个感恩的天国文化。
Help us to establish a kingdom culture of thanksgiving.
求你祝福我们中午的饮食。
May you bless us with the lunch fellowship.
谢谢中午的饮食。
We thank you for the lunch.
奉主耶稣得胜的名祷告。
In the name of Lord Jesus, we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
上帝祝福大家。
The Lord bless you.